Hey there, I'm Nathan,
and this is Bunny,
and I'm going to show you how to make bunnies move. So, start out with, we have the same basic sorts of controls as the squirrel rig, and so you got the feet you can move around, and you got the foot roll, you got your knee controls, you got your hips. We're doing all sorts of fun stuff. And, yeah, it's same basic setup. But there's a few interesting things about this that I did differently. So, the first one is that this is a fat character, and so I had to make sure that, you know, things deformed reasonably nicely. So, I have some volume preservation stuff going on here, so when he bends over, you know, he's still fat looking. And conversely, when I bend them back, it stretches out. And in addition to that, in case the animator needs just that extra little bit of control, there are fat controls that the animator can manually play with and make it wobble, and you can scale them out and in and move them around. So we can get kind of jiggle with this, and also if the deformations don't work out quite as the animator might have expected, you know, actually works pretty well. So let's say something extreme like this that doesn't make any sense, but if they want to, they can try and make it make more sense by rotating these things and, you know, scaling them around. And so just gives them a bit of control to play with. The basic face rig is just very few controls. So you have kind of your eye target, so you can move the eyes around. And you got your jaw that you can move around like that and close it. You got some mouth corner controls that you can play around with and do all sorts of things. And the jaw still works nicely regardless of where you put these. We got eyelid controls, and of course, eyebrow controls, which are ever important. But then here's the fun thing. You can pose these, you know, in all sorts of ways. Let's say we have, you know, sort of pose like this, and let's do some little bits of randomness here. I'll hide that. Then we also have secondary controls. So with these, you can pose the mouth much more specifically. And even after you've posed it, you can still use the other controls. And you have the same thing with the eyes. You have these little controls here that you can move around to very specifically shape the eyelids in whatever way you want to. And the eyelids stick to the surface of the eyeball, so even as you move these controls around, it'll still stick to the surface, so you don't have to worry about that. And you got some little nose controls here, so you can kind of do snarls, and if you scale them, you also get nose flare. And of course, you got our ever-important tongue control in here, so you can rotate this around and all sorts of fun stuff. If we want to, I guess we can scale it out. And a really extreme expression. So that's just about it. That's the bunny rig. That's the fun new stuff that I did for the bunny. And, yeah. Hope it'll be fun to animate with.